Okay, just a few things before we start. First of all, I would like to thank Moshe Chaim, Rabbi Blaitz, for all of his efforts of arranging the Yom Iyun, the federal holiday learning, the Mechazik. If you're those of you who are the diehards from the old days, when we first started this, we were getting 20 people, 30 people. We're getting much more, Baruch Hashem. That was his initiative in general and specifically for today. I would like again to thank Rabbi Goodman for the beautiful packet that you have. It's quite a labor of love to put it together. I'd like to thank our sponsor. This was sponsored by the Selmans from Woodside in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Walter for all of their efforts and dedication they have to the community. One last announcement before we start really belongs at the end, but I'm notorious for forgetting to make announcements at the end. So I'll say it at the beginning. Beth Hashem, next Tuesday night, we have a program in Shomrei, which is a pre-Moed shir. And this time we're going to have a guest speaker from out of town. It's going to be Rabbi Cinnamon from Brooklyn. He'll be coming, he'll be speaking for the community. Minchas is 8 o'clock, and then 8:15 is the shir. He's a well-known speaker in the New York area. He's spoken at the Guda Convention, other venues. And he'll be speaking on the topic is Tisha B'Av Shenidcha, when Mashiach comes. Figure that one out. Okay. So when do you celebrate the holiday of Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av Shenidcha when Mashiach comes? It's a God, so it's not halacha. Okay. somebody asked me, I've gotten different cute, cynical comments about this topic, considering the fact that I have to fundraise for the Kollel. Is this Shalom Lishmoa? I said, no, this is called Lishmoa. That was my response to that argument. Some person said we should make sure that people come with their checkbooks and their wallets. That's true, they should. the question we have at the end is, like, what was the last maskana of the packet? So I put the grua very early on in case you didn't get to finish the whole packet. You should learn the grua and see where the grua stands on the skiv. Okay. Fine. So if on the first page of the packet, so I pointed out over here that really to figure out how much money to give the tzedakah, what are the chiyuvim to give the tzedakah, it's quite challenging. Because really there are many different variables and factors that you need to take into consideration when you're figuring out how much a person has to give to tzedakah. One point is there's a concept in halacha which we're not going to focus on called day machsoro. The Torah says that you have to give each one according to his needs. So you have to understand what that halacha is. How does that affect us as individuals? We have somebody knocking on my door. What is my responsibility? He comes in, he says he needs $25,000 for a surgery. He needs, so de machsoro is $25,000. So how much am I going to have to give him? I have $25,000. Maybe that's all I have. Then I have it. Am I going to have to give all of that? Is that why is my responsibility? Why isn't the guy next door a responsibility? How much is mine? How much is the community's? So that's one question which has to be figured out, and that's not the topic which we're talking about today. But it does have to be answered. Besides that, there's the question of how much am I mechuyev to give in regards to the ratio of what I own. What am I mechuyev to give every single penny that I have to tzedakah? That's on one end. Then there's the other end is, do I have a minimum that I have to give? Do I have to give a certain dollar and cents amount, or is it a ratio? What is that? Now, it's very well known, there's a concept called miser, which is one-tenth. Tithing, one-tenth. What is this concept of miser? What is this? Is this a chiv? Is this a nice minig? What is that? How do you calculate miser? Which again, we're not going to touch on this time. Probably would be different here to work out some of the calculations of what are valid deductions or not deductions, etc. In the world of miser. But if is miser the same thing as tzedakah? We know there's. Let's just understand the question, right? So a person lives in Eretz Yisrael, the time of the Beis Hamikdash, and there's chiyuvim. He's a farmer. His income is from the field. So he plants his field, and he reaps his harvest, and he has 100 bushels of wheat from his harvest. So he says, okay, so he has to give truma to the kohen. He gives truma to the kohen, so he gives 1/50th, so he gives 2 bushels to the kohen. Then he takes off maaserishin, and he gives 1/10th of 98, so he gives 9.8 bushels to the levy. Right? So now he has approximately 89 bushels left. Right, 88.2 bushels left, if you want to be specific. Right, so now he has to give a take a miser only. So that's 8.8 bushels. Right, so now he has about 80. He has about 80 bushels left. Now he has a fear of giving payer. He has to give shleket shikra and payer to the aniyim. Now Ani knocks on his door. He says, "You know, can you give me some money?" He says, "Excuse me, I just gave 20%. I just gave to the Kayan, to the Levi. I gave to the Ani. I gave Lekha Shichu Peya. I gave somebody. I already gave 25%." We say, "What? There's a Kiran Stalker. That's not Stalker. That's Meister Rishon and Meister Shani and Meister Ani and Lekha Shichu Peya. But you have a Kiran Stalker besides that." So now I'm saying, "Well, there's a Kiran of Meister on your money." So maybe that's independent of your chiyuv of tzedaka. If there's a chiyuv of meiser in your kesef, which is learned from your chiyuv of meiser from your grains, the same way the chiyuv of meiser in tavua is independent of your mitzvah tzedaka, so possibly the chiyuv of meiser on ksafim is also independent of your mitzvah tzedaka. What does one do with the other? You have to give 1/10 right away for your money, and then there's a din of tzedaka, whatever that din of tzedaka is. So are they the same thing? Are they two different things? How do they interface with each other? So there's a lot of different questions which we need to address to really figure out how much you have to give, and we're not going to address all of them in the packet or in the time allotted, because that's not really realistic. So I'm not saying halacha l'maisa this year. Halacha l'maisa, just give. No, okay. That was a paid advertisement, but the we're going to try and work through some of the sugya and understand a little bit this concept of meiser. So the starting point is that you have the toisus, you sell the toisus in the Moren Tinus. The Moren Tinus is talking about that a person, there's a punishment for not brought upon Klal Yisrael for not giving tzedaka. There is a shiris which comes with giving tzedaka. In that context, the Gemara says aser taser. The Gemara is discussing meiser of tavua, but the Gemara seems to expand it beyond that. So Tosafot comes along and says that there's a sifri. Now, I did not put the sifri in, which you would expect to put the sifri in, because we don't have the sifri in our. This sifri that Tosafot quotes is not extant in our sifri that we have. So Tosafot is quoting a sifri which we don't have. Tosafot says that the double lashon of the pasuk aser taser tells me that just like there is a din of tuas zarecha, the pasuk says aser taser es tuas zarecha. So the pasuk is referring to tvua from that which you grow. So he quotes over here, ein li ela tuas zarecha shechai b'meiser ribis. If you get income by lending money to goyim at interest, upragmati, or you do business, or any type of income that you have, manayin, how do you know that there's a din of mice over there as well? Tamalomer says ace call. So it says the word ace call is coming to include that there's a din of mice by other types of income as well. So Pashtus Tosis is quoting, this is a drasha gemura, this is a real drasha, that you have a chiyuv to give meiser from any income that you have. Okay, so my call the rabbis rivers of pragmatia holdover shemer viach. So that's the understanding of Sheetah's Tosis. Like most Tosis can understand the Tosis Sheetah, is that we have a drasha from the sifri that a person has to give meiser. Let's assume that that's the rice. Okay, so that's the approach of Tosis. I'm going to skip pages 4 and 5 for now. If you look at page 6, you have the other end of the spectrum. You have a Bach. So the Bach comes along and says that this halacha that you have, you must give, and all of the halachas of how to give, etc., which this is found in Hilchos Trumos and Maestros. This is not in Hilchos Staka. This Bach is in Hilchos Trumos and Maestros, not in Hilchos Staka. And the topic of conversation over there is the din of Maiser Ani. So when a person has a field which he's in Eretz Yisrael, which is growing different types of produce, so the halacha is he gives one, the first Maiser he gives to the Levi, and then he takes a second Maiser. So there's in the Shemitah cycle, So the seventh year is Shemitah. Years 1 and 2, and years 4 and 5, the second Meiser is called Meiser Sheni. The person does not give it away, he keeps it for himself. He takes it up to Yerushalayim and eats it in Yerushalayim. And years 3 and 6, the second Meiser is called Meiseroni and is given to the Aniyim. So that's the Meiseroni. So, the Bach says, comes along and says that you can't use Meiseroni for anything else. You can't take the Meiseroni and instead of giving it to the Ani, I want to use it for Pidyon Shvuyim. I want to use it, there's somebody was a captive, and I want to use the Meiseroni to pay to redeem him. I go to the captive and say, listen, I have this 10 bushels of grain. Will you let him go for these? Oh, I need food. Okay, I'll let him go. I want to use my Meiseroni for Pidyon Shvuyim. I can't do that. So the Bach says, "Ami einzel b'meiser oni mizera ha'orit." She mitzvah same in the Torah. Mash olam ma'asim imash merviach b'maso mat b'maso b'noisin. That which he gives the tenth of that which he has profits. From the maso mat b'ksofim u'shar revachim. Enem b'chal zeh. It's a minig, the Bach says, it's a minig. So you want to use it for stalker, use it for stalker. You want to use it for pinyon shvuyim, use it for pinyon shvuyim. You want to use it for whatever you want to, you can use it whatever you want to, because it is not a chiyuv, not miraisa, and not mirabana. So you have the Tosfos, which seems to say that it's a din deraisa, and you have the Bach, which says it's not a chiyuv at all. Okay, so on page 7, you have the Taz. So this Taz again is in the halachas of Chumas and Maisers. So the Ramah says the language that we discussed, some of the halachas of Maiserani. And then he says many of the halachas of Maiserani can be learned from, of Staka can be learned from Maiserani. So that over here, so the Taz says we're comparing the Meiser that you take from your money to the Meiser that you take from for the Ani from the produce. Then he quotes the Marvichami, that's the Bach, that was the Taz's father-in-law. So he says that there's no din minotar or minarbonin. He says timati. He says I don't understand that I have a Gemara. I have the Shulchan Aruch who says there's a loch of Meiser. So what does he mean? There's no din meiser. Now where does the Shulchan Aruch say there's a din meiser? The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Staka. So on page 8, no, excuse me, on page 10, the Shulchan Aruch brings the din meiser. The Shulchan Aruch brings the din meiser in Hilchos Staka. He says, how much staka do you have to give? So again, so I have the Tosfos which says it's a chiv meiser. He does not say that's a din staka. He does not say that's a din staka. There's the Bach which comes along and says that that which we have a minute to take off 1/10, you can give it to whoever you want, whatever you want. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Mem Tes, and Yerdei Reish Mem Tes. So Shir Nisin Nasa, how much do you have to give a stalker? Im Yada Maseges, Yitin Kivit Tzarech Aniyim. If you have the ability, you have to give according to the Ani's need. That's called Dei Machsoro. So if you have the ability, you should give according to the Ani's need. Im Ein Yada Maseges, Kol Kach, if you can't do that, so the Ani comes to me and he has a need which is greater than 1/5 of my nechassim. Now, in Siman Rational and Rational Aleph, he deals with is the din de machsoro a private responsibility or is it a communal responsibility? The basic point, and again, that's not the topic I want to get into, is in a case where an Ani is being machsor al psachim, he's going from door to door, I do not have to take care of his need totally. I give my portion towards his need. A case of a person who is not being matched al psachim, he does not going around, he doesn't feel comfortable going around, so it's a private need, he's not told anybody about it except me, and he's not willing to embarrass himself to go and ask other people, so it's my chiyuv to take care of it. He came to me, I have a chiyuv to take care of him. That's and then there's discussion, why can't I ask him to go to other people? Okay, that's again, that's not our topic. But there are scenarios where it's my responsibility. It's not the responsibility of the community. It's my. He came to me. Certain situations, I have to take care of it. Okay, I'm taking care of it. And he asked for something more than 1/5 of my. So he says, if I have the ability, a person who can afford it, throughout the Shulchan Aruch says you should give what that amount. If I'm able to do that, let's say the Chabad Chaim says berevach, it's not difficult for me to give that amount. Even though it's more than a fifth, I'm doing very well in business, making large sums of money. I don't have a limit of one fifth. I have a chiyuv to take care of the needs of this individual. Okay, but now let's say I can't do that. I cannot give that amount. So how much should I give? So I say, listen, I can't give that a full amount. I should give up to chaymish nechasev, mitzvim and amufer. If I can give one fifth of my income, that's what I should do. How do you define one fifth of what income? So he says that the first year that I'm taking something, I get a windfall. Person gets Yerusha, right? So he gets Yerusha of $1 million. So the first year, before he does anything with it, he takes off one fifth. Then he invests that and he makes profit each year. So he doesn't take one fifth from the principal anymore, the keren anymore. Each year he takes one fifth from the revah, from the profits. But the first time is mina keren. Okay, so I take one fifth. Unless that person is just, I don't have any business income, I'm earning a salary. So you would calculate based on your salary. So I take the chaymish nechasev, mitzvah namovka. That's the preferred way to do it. So I'm a person, I cannot afford to give the full amount that he needs. If I could give one fifth, I should give one fifth. The Chavetz Chaim Lashon is I should push myself if possible. Mitzimin and Mufkar means I should do that. If I give one tenth, it's Midabain. And this, and I give less than that, I'm called an Ayin Ra. So the Taz says, it's a profession of the Shulchan Aruch, it's a lach of one tenth. So what is the Bach saying? There's no din of one tenth. And he says, and the source for it is you see that there's the Beis Hester brings the source for it, it's Yerushalmi, etc. So what do you mean there's no din of one tenth? Okay, now. So it seems to me from the Shulchan Aruch that this is a halacha of staka. This din of one tenth is a halacha in staka, which we're grappling with. Is this a halacha of staka or is this something else? If you look at the Ramah, the Ramah says you should not go more than one fifth. That's the first din. Now, then he says at the end of that, the end of the Ramah, "Ve'ein lasus mimaiser shalo davar mitzvah kaneiros abeis hakinesis or shar davar mitzvah rak yidin alaniim." Maiser should only be used for stock. It should not be used to buy neiros the basic hakinesis. Was a very important need. They didn't have electricity. This is how our modern neir lamor is paying the electric bill.
Kiddush.
Right. You're paying the electric bill. So if you can't, there's no light, you can't learn. You can't daven. This was the basic need of the shul, was to be able to have Ner Lamor. Okay, so you can't use Maisa for that. You can't use Maisa for the Bar Mitzvah. He said, you can only use it for Aniyim. So the Ramah seems to be saying very clearly, like we're saying, that Maisa is a loch of Staka. However, if you look at the Taz and the Shach, they both quote a Shidas Rishonim. This is a Maril. They quote a Shidas Rishonim, Rabbeinu Menachem. He says that you can use it for other things. Person wants to buy Svarim to learn with. Person wants to be Zarchit to be a Sandik. They used to pay the Sandik used to pay the father to be able to be the Sandik. Or something of that sort. He says, you can use Maisa for that. So one second, if it didn't Maisa in Staka, how can you use Maisa for other things? It's a loch in Staka. So according to him, it's not a loch in Staka. It's a different din. Which would mean that you give your Maisa for whatever, and now, besides that, you still have a din of Staka. They're not bound to each other. Right? That should come out according to this, according to the Ramah, according to the Shulchan Aruch's reading, Maisa is a loch in Staka. And that's it. So even though it's the same way Maiser Ani that you give from your produce has nothing to do with the mitzvah of staka. If I'm learning out the din of Maiser from this pasuk, it has nothing to do with the din of staka. It's a separate din. It might be given to the Neim, I don't know. We'll figure that out, what you do with it. But it's not part of your chiv of staka. But the Shulchan Aruch puts it into the chiv of staka. Your one tenth is a rule how to give staka properly. Comes along this the Reno Menachem and says, no, you can use it for other things. So then clearly it's not a loch in staka. Staka is a chiyuv to take care of people which are aniyim. That's where the Torah writes the mitzvahs of staka, the mitzvah say of giving to staka, and the losa says the Torah writes about not giving staka, are all referring to not, we're not talking about contributing to your local shul. That's very important. That's a different din. There's a chiyuv in a community to have a shul, and the community has a right. Historically, they would have a right to charge a tax on every member of the community to make sure that they take care of the needs of the community. You need a wall around the city, right? You could charge taxes to put the wall around the city. You need roads, and you need a shul, and you need a mikvah. That's not stalker. That's not. I'm a holy man. I made a nice contribution to the shul. Nothing to do with that. That's part of the responsibilities of being a member of the community. You need. There's certain needs of the community. You're not a holy man by doing that. Right? Now I have a new din. I have to take care of the neem of the community. That's the mitzvah of the Torah of Stock. Now there's another din of Meiser. You have a lot of responsibilities to be a Jew. Right? Now, then the Shulchan Aruch says the person should not give less than a shlishis hashekel, which is quite small. So if you give less than that, so that's a dollar and a cent amount that you must give every year. Must give. So I don't have any neem in my community. I live in the West Hamptons. You know, there's no neem around. I don't see any neem. I drive in my car. I don't listen to the news. I don't know anything about anything else. All I know is there's no neem in my neighborhood. Right? Cheapest house, $2 million. Right? And I'm potter from Stalker. Only knocks on my door. It's a different story. Until then, he can't get to my door anyway for different reasons. Right? So if there's no person who lives in a little shtetl, there was no one, everybody had some parnosa, but he still has to find a way to give stock. Since we mentioned in the beginning, maybe I have a chiv to look for an ani. So I have a chiv to look for an ani for shishas hashekel. That which I have a chiv to do. I have a chiv to take my shishas hashekel and go find an ani to give it to. If you didn't do that, you didn't do the mitzvah stock. Okay, so we are, the Taz quotes the Shulchan Aruch as a source that there's a halacha of Meiser. So what's the Bach saying? There's no halacha of Meiser. Now the Taz asks our question. The Taz says, I don't understand. If there's a chiyuv Meiser deraisa, it can't be a din of stalker. Because it's a pasuk gave a chiyuv Meiser, the pasuk gave a chiyuv stalker. What right do I have to combine the two? She says it's through a bond. The Taz says that this chiyuv of Meiser is made a bond. I mean, right, so the pasuk is not really making the drasha. It says asmach the ba'alma. It's a remez. It's not a full drasha. So it's not a chiyuv of the rice. It's a chiyuv of the rabbanon. And the chiyuv of the rabbanon, Chazal set it up in the context of the mitzvah of stalker. Okay, so we have three opinions. We have Tosis, which says it's the rice, so let's say. And the Taz is according to Tosis, really Meiser should be a totally separate din, which would play out according to Sperino Menachem. You could use it for other purposes. It's not a lachan, it's stalker. It's also part of you from stalker. You have to give your meister, you have to give stalker. Whatever the shurim of stalker are, you have to give. That's a one end. You have the Bach, another says it's a minig ba'alma, it's nothing. The Taz says, no, it's a chiyuv d'rabbanan. The chiyuv d'rabbanan was set up in the context of the mitzvah of stalker. Those are the three opinions which we have in Allah. The draw. Okay. Back on pages 4 and 5. So the girl is going, quoting Yerushalmi. So the Mishnah says, El Dvar B'Shein Lem Shiur, and the Gemara says that anything which says Ein Lo Shiur means it does not have Shiur. The Talmud Torah, all those different things it says in the Mishnah, we say it every morning. Right? It says they don't have a shear. That means they don't have a shear. Lamata or lamalu. So on that, one of the things it says is gimel chasadim. Comes Yerushalmi says that's talking about begufay, the acts of gimel chasadim, which you do with your body. That they have no limits. But when it comes to money, there is a shear. So what is that shear? So beusha nimnu shiyo other marfresh at chaimish min hakasav. Now the language of the Bavli is different. We'll see the lashon of the Bavli. The lashon of Shami is that a person should give a fifth, so that there's a shear. On that, the Gra says, which really is based on the Gemara later on, that this is not a din d'rabbanan. Mm-hmm. This was a case of halacha l'moshe miSinai, which was forgotten and reestablished by the Tekadas Usha. So it's halacha l'moshe miSinai. It's a din d'raisa. Did the rice so that a person gives stock, he has to give a fifth. So that's why you have in the letter of the Gra that he wrote to his family. He was leaving his family, he's going to Eretz Yisrael. He left them a list of directives of things he wants to be careful about. He says, Laman Hashem. Right, Gevaldik, it's so important. I'm stressing this, that you cannot give less than a fifth, because if there are niyam available, and you give less than a fifth, you're every regal that you're not giving, you're being mevatel asay to give staka, you're being over the loy to say I'm not giving staka. So every single moment that you don't do that, you have many avers, because it's a key of like the Yerushalmi says, it's a key of gomer to give, and the shear is a fifth. Now, talking about a case where, let's say that there are niyim available to give. The kaimi niyim, the people in the city which need staka. If you are not seeking them out, addressing their needs and giving to them, even they didn't ask you, according to the Gra, you're ever nisa deraisa every single rega for not doing that. Quite a statement. Okay. On page 9, so there's a Medrashan Chuma. Medrashan Chuma says, so what do you do with this miser that you take off from the income? So it says, Aser taser, aser b'shul tis hasher, famous drush of Chazal, aser k'dei shul tis chaser. So number one, A, you get, if you give maaser, you gain. If you don't give maaser, you lose. It's not certain things, you know, it's neutral. Either you'll gain or be neutral. No, it's not gain or neutral. It's either gain or lose. Then Rem is the Mefarsha Hayamim. The people would go out to, they would do business, they would bring in the merchandise from other countries and sell it. The Hafrish Echad min Asora la Mele Torah. So the Bereshit Chumash says that what do you do with this Maaser? You do this Maaser specifically to people which are learning Torah. That's what you're supposed to do with it. So now, if this is a separate din, not a din of staka, okay. So now I need to know what to do with it. So the matter says that the right thing to do with it is give it to Melei Torah. If it's a din of staka, so it's very nice to give it to Melei Torah, but there are din of kadima. What to do with it? There's halachas of family, etc. Where does this din of a Melei Torah fit in? How does that fit in to the halachas of giving the regular rules of kadima to give of staka? There's precedence to a person who has a need to eat or a person who has a need for clothing, right? There's precedence to a woman over a man because she's embarrassed to go. There's precedence to a kohen over a levi. There's precedence to family over non-family, to local versus non-local. There's a whole rules of how you're supposed to give staka. And I was saying, you give it to Melei Torah, like just like boom. So how does that fit? How do you work with that? See, if it's a separate din, it's fine. There's one halacha of taking up one tenth and giving to Melei Torah. Good. Now there's another halacha. You have to care of the niyam in your community, and there's precedence how you do it, etc. But if this is a din staka, how does it work? Okay. Note in the language of the Medrash Tanchuma says remes. So this word remes is can mean it's an afmach. It's a derabana. Many times the word remes means like that. There are cases where remes is not means deraisa. Remez leidim zarmin is the rice. The more is learning out the law of leidim zarmin, how to deal with them in certain cases. This is the rice. So the word remez does not necessarily mean the rabbana. But we'll assume the fact that the Medrash used the lashon of remez, it was not saying it's a full fledged drasha. So then it's a din in staka. That's what we said. We had three options. We had, according to Tosfos, it's a separate din. According to the Bach, it's a minhag. According to the Taz, it's a din rabbanan. In the context of staka, well, the Medrash is not simply saying that it's a din drabanan, let's say, but not in the context of staka. It's giving to Melei Torah. So, what do we do with that? Okay. So lemaisa. Two points over here. First of all, there's a tshuva from the Chavos Yard, and which, if you got to it, you got through of it, you'd be confused, because on page 12 he seemed to say unequivocally it's a din d'oraisa, and on page 15 he said it's an asmach d'baalma, and he points out this point of remes. So make up your mind. So the tshuva is 12 pages long. So the first few pages are from the Shoel, the person was asking the question, which was Rav David Oppenheim, one of the Gedolim of his generation, and he said this to Raisa, and then the Chavis Yor, Rav Yor Barachrach, is responding to him and saying, no, it's not. So he comes out that it's not the Raisa. That's the assumption of most Paiskim, Lachal Maisa, that Maisa is not the Raisa. That the Kiev Maiser is either Minabonin or Minig Bahama. Can you use it for something else? So the Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Avos Chesed, when he deals with this question, what to do with it, he raises this question of a Melei Torah versus, he says, we do understand it in the context of the Mitzvah of Staka, and therefore family goes before a Melei Torah. After family, a Melei Torah goes in next. Over any other aniyim which you have, after family, a Melei Torah goes in next. And that's basically how he understands it. Then he says, this is talking about Meiser. If you give Chaimish, which is Mitzvah Min HaMukhra to give Chaimish, he says, there, for sure, one tenth you give right away to Melei Torah, another tenth, it's Tidei Staka, and you'll do other things with it, etc. That's the halakha l'maisa. Now he does differentiate between a case of kaimi aniyim and not kaimi aniyim. He says that which we say from the Rambam, there's a Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos, that which we say that chaimish is mitzvah min hamufker, that's talking about when there's no aniyim, or it's mitzvah min hamufker in the case of there are aniyim, and I'm stretching myself. I can't really give that much. But in a case where there are aniyim, and I have the ability to do it easily, the Rambam says that chaimish is mikra adin. And that's the grua that he says that if a person, in that situation where a person, there are aniyim, A, and a person has the ability to deal with it easily, B, then chaimish is mikra adin, and a person does not give chaimish, he's over an aver. He's not fulfilled the shear of his chiv to give. Okay. This tshuva of the Chavis Yor, the question of the tshuva is the following. What he's dealing with is the following question. So a person invests and he makes a profit. He buys merchandise. He sells it. So he buys $5,000 worth of merchandise and he sells it for $10,000. So how much do you take Meiser on? $5,000 profit? $500? Or he got $10,000, so you give $1,000 to Meiser. Do you subtract the costs from the income before you calculate Meiser? That's the question he's dealing with. So the Shoel, which was Rav David Oppenheim, says, well, listen, if we're comparing it to Tzvuah, let's go to the case of Tzvuah and the Sada. Person takes Tzvuah, right, and he plants 10 bushels of wheat. He needs seed to plant. He's got to plant. So he plants 10 bushels of wheat. The field makes 100 bushels. So how much does he give Meiser on? Oh, so it's a track. There's 10 that was original. He made profit, 90 bushels. That's not the halacha. You take Meiser on the whole thing. You don't subtract costs and the investments from the calculation of the income for the purpose of Meiser. Your field produced 100 bushels of wheat. You take Meiser 100 bushels. You planted 10 bushels. I don't care what you planted. It cost you a lot of money to plant. I don't care. But the field produced 100 bushels. You calculate Meiser on the 100 bushels. So I take $5,000 worth of merchandise and I make $10,000. He says you should take Meiser on $10,000. Not on the profit. We're learning out the din of Meiser Ksofim from Meiser of Zera of produce. It's a pasuk comparing the two. So that should be the rule. That's what he's asking. And he says, if it's a din deraisa, that should be. So here's one of the nafkaminas, a din deraisa. If it's a din deraisa and it's learned from these psukim, he's right. Who said you have a right to subtract? It's based on income, based on profit. It's based on what you made. What did you make? It cost you money. That's very nice. So I feel bad for you. Okay, what is the worth of anything? The Chavis Yor says no. That's not how we calculate it. We take the expenses into consideration before we calculate the income. So we subtract from what you made the gross. We subtract the expenses, and the net profit is what you take Meiser from. He says it's not a deraisa. He says maybe even it would be a deraisa, maybe you can't compare Meiser Ksafim to Meiser of Tumua, maybe they're not the same. That's a discussion which, you know, is marked up on page 13. But that's one of the nafkaminas, possible nafkaminas, between if it's a din of Mikra Din deraisa, whether it's a derabanan or it's a minig. Other hand, there are some of the poskim would suggest that din of Meiser is only on Ksafim, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. If not from Meiser Tzvuah, Meiser was only in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe Meiser only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So again, if you learn out from the din der Isa, that should make a nafkamina. We saw the discussion whether you use it for shar mitzvahs or not. If it's a din der Isa, it's a separate din, so you can use it for shar mitzvahs. If it's a din in stalker, you can't, obviously. There's an interesting machlokes, last point over here, there's interesting machlokes between the tashbats and the ksois. A person took Meiser. Person had income. He took the money and he set it aside, right? Person did cash business, right? So he now has, the person paid him $10,000 in cash. He takes $1,000 and he puts it away into an envelope for Meiser. Now a fire breaks out and that money gets burnt. Okay? Does he have to replace it? He didn't give it away. He didn't give it away yet. So luck is by Meiser up to Tavua. Person has Meiser, has the Tavua. He separates the Meiser, it gets burnt. He's putter. The Meiser is done. It's over there. It got burnt. I feel bad for the Levi, but what do with me? So I separate my Meiser Ksafim, and that gets burnt. So maybe it's the same thing as Meiser to Tavua. So that's what the Tashbat says. So Tashbat says the following scenario. Person made a commitment to give Meiser. He made a neder to give Meiser. Then he didn't fulfill his neder. For a few years he didn't fulfill his neder. He wasn't keeping his neder. Then he said, you know what? He's doing tshuva. He says, you know what? I feel bad. I got to start keeping Meiser. So the question which Tashbat was asked was, okay, from this point on he gives Meiser. What about what was before? He says, no, what was before? It's like a case of a person ate matnas kahuna. He already spent the money. He already used the money. It's like he ate it. It's like he burnt it. Now I have to give. The Ksois says, I don't know what you're talking about. There's no din hafrasha. It's not like my Meiser, you're mafresh it, and it belongs now to the Levi or to the Kohen, and you just have a mitzvah of nesina. It's your money. You have a chiyuv to give. So what do you mean if it got burnt at your potter? If you ate at your potter? So Ksois says in that situation, a person has to calculate the previous profits of the last 3 years that he has not given Meiser yet, and he has to give Meiser. So the modern person deal with this question. A person undertakes to do Meiser. If he says, he doesn't say Bli Neder, and he says he's committing to do it because he believes it's a Chiyuv, he really should calculate back profits also. So the guy, there's a point in your life where you're potter and Meiser. A person doesn't have enough to live on, he's not chayv and Meiser. And on, he's not chayv and Meiser. One day, he gets a job, and he starts making a lot of money. So he says, okay, you're chayv and Meiser. He wakes up 3 years later and says, you know, Meiser. Yeah, so what about the last 3 years? You haven't given Meiser yet. So, if a person says, listen, I'm not giving it as a chiyuv, I'm following the sheet of the Bach, it's a minig, so, you know, I didn't do the minig till now, I'm now doing the minig. But if you hold it's a chi of the Rabbanon, or a chi of the Raisa, what do you mean? I'm not telling you to give. Well, what does that mean? Give a chi of. You decided to undertake the chi of. Do it honestly. Do it retroactively from the time beforehand. So this machlokes in the Ksois and the Tashbats, it might be in the Gaela Meisa. Any person undertakes to do Meisa. From this point onwards, he has to look backwards and say, what's the story? So there are nafkaminas, whether it's a chi of Gomer, or whether it's a minig, or whether it's a drabanan. There are many nafkaminas. Again, I'm not passing a lochel Meisa, I'm just pointing it out. What we are taking away from here is that this is a real discussion. It's not just a nice thing, Meiser. It's a real discussion. Subservice says, even according to the Bach, once you start doing it, you cannot stop. Once you start doing it, you cannot stop. You must give Meiser, it becomes a netter. Like any minute time, it becomes a netter. You're mechuyev to keep going. So, and he says a netter would be deraisa. Netter is a chiyuv deraisa. So he says, it could be it's even more chomer. So once you start giving Meiser, unless you speak out at the beginning that you're doing it, Bli neder, you make a public declaration in front of three people that from now on, whenever I give meiser, I'm doing it bli neder. It can become binding upon you. You must do that. So I just want to point it out. It is binding. Unless you did that way back when. If a person is not chayiv, he's not chayiv. Situation: the person is not chayiv in meiser. He didn't have profits, or he became an ani. But once it's a chayiv, it's a real chayiv. It's either deraisa, either it's drabanan, or it's a minig yisrael, which is binding, like to some services, it's binding. There are significant halachas of how to apply lemaisa, which we didn't get involved in, but I want you to walk away with understanding that point of the sugya. Again, I just want to remind everybody.